I was beginning to be able to feel the breeze from the monster's talons as he lunged into the narrow opening at us when I heard Balthazar's deep bass shout from behind the beast. The monster filled the whole opening, so I couldn't see behind it, but he turned around, and his spade-tipped tail whipped around us, nearly lacerating our skin as it passed. Joy drew the glass knife from her robe and slashed at the tail, nicking the scales, but apparently not causing the monster enough trouble to turn around. "Balthazar will tame you, you son of a shit-eating lizard!" Joy screamed. Just then, something came shooting through the opening, and we ducked out of the way as it sailed into space and fell out of sight to the canyon floor, screeching like a falcon on the dive. "What was that?" Joy was trying to squint into infinity to see what the monster had thrown. "That was Balthazar," I said. "Oops," said Joy. Joshua yanked the great spade-tipped tail, and the demon swung around with a ferocious snarl. Joshua held on to the tail, even as the demon's claws whistled by his face. "What is your name, demon?" Joshua said.
"You won't live long enough to say it," said the demon.
He raised his claw again to strike. Joshua yanked his tail, and the demon froze. "No, that's not right. What is your name?"
"My name is Ketch," said the demon, dropping his arm to his side in surrender. "I know you. You're the kid, aren't you? They used to talk about you in the old days."
"Time for you to go home," Joshua said.
"Can I eat those two outside on the ledge first?"
"No, Satan awaits you."
"They are really irritating. She peed on me."
"No,
I'd be doing you a favor."
"You don't want to hurt them now, do you?" The demon laid his ears back and bowed his enormous head.
"No, I don't want to hurt them."
"You're not angry anymore," Joshua said. The monster shook his head. He was already bent nearly double in the narrow passage, but now he prostrated himself before Joshua and covered his eyes with his claws.
"Well, I'm still angry," Balthazar screamed.
Joshua turned to see the old man covered with blood and dirt, his clothes torn from where his broken bones had ripped through them on impact. He was healed now, only minutes after the fall, but not much better for having made the trip. "You survived that fall?"
"I told you, as long as the demon is on Earth, I'm immortal. But that was a first. He'd never been able to hurt me before."
"He won't again."
"You have control over him? Because I don't."
Joshua turned around and put his hand on the demon's head. "This evil creature once beheld the face of God. This monster once served in heaven, obtained beauty, lived in grace, walked in light. Now he is the instrument of suffering. He is hideous of aspect and twisted in nature."
"Hey, watch it," said the demon.
"What I was going to say is that you can't blame him for what he is. He has never had what you or any other human has had. He has never had free will."
"That is so sad," said the demon.
"One moment, Ketch. I will let you taste that which you have never known. For one moment, I will grant you free will." The demon sobbed. Joshua took his hand from the demon's head, then dropped his tail and walked out of the narrow passageway into the fortress hall. Balthazar stood beside him, waiting for the demon to emerge from the passageway.
"Are you really able to do that? Give him free will?"
"We'll see, won't we?" Ketch crawled out of the passageway and stood up, now just ducking his head. Great viscous tears rolled down his scaled cheeks, over his jaws, and dripped to the stone floor, where they sizzled like acid.
"Thank you," he growled. "Free will," Balthazar said. "How does that make you feel?"
The demon snatched up the old man like a rag doll and tucked him under his arm.
"It makes me feel like throwing you off the fucking cliff again."
"No," said Joshua. He leapt forward and touched the demon's chest. In that instant, the air popped as the vacuum where the demon had stood was filled. Balthazar fell to the floor and groaned.
"Well, That free will thing wasn't such a great idea, said Balthazar.
Sorry. Compassion got the better of me.
I don't feel well, the Magus said.
He sat down hard on the floor and let out a long, dry rasp of breath.
Joy and I came out of the passage to find Joshua bent over Balthazar, who was actively aging as we looked on.
He's 260 years old, Joshua said. With Ketch gone, his age is catching up.
The wizard's skin had gone ashen, and the whites of his eyes were yellow. Joy sat on the floor and gently cradled the old man's head in her lap.
Where's the monster? I asked.
Back in hell, Joshua said. Help me get Balthazar to his bed. I'll explain later.
We carried Balthazar to his bedchamber, where Joy tried to pour some broth into him, but he fell asleep with the bowl at his lips.
Can you help him? I asked no one in particular.
Joy shook her head.
He's not sick. He's just old.
It is written, to everything there is a season, Joshua said. I can't change the seasons. Balthazar's time has come round at last.
Then he looked at Joy and raised his eyebrows.
You peed on the demon?
He had no right to complain. Before I came here, I knew a man in Hunan who'd pay good money for that.